Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. How can I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling about an order that I just canceled, and then I went to my bank account and noticed that I was charged. So, you need my information?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I need my information on an order that I just canceled.
Okay, give me one moment while I can pull up your account. Can I have a zip code?
92505.
Your first and last name?
Vasquez, Daniel Vasquez.
And for verification purposes, can you verify your address?
5515 T-Berry Road, Riverside, California, 92505.
Thank you for that information. Okay, going over your account, it looks like you just spoken with someone regarding your account and it's been canceled. How can I assist you?
I went to my bank account and noticed that I was charged yesterday.
You just called to cancel your account? You just spoken with someone. Your account has been canceled.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to know why I was charged.
I'm sorry, on your last call, it looks like she explained your terms and conditions to you.
Yes, I wear hearing aids, and sometimes they don't catch everything, so I'm just calling. Like I said, I looked at my bank account and noticed I was charged yesterday. So I wanted to know why I was charged.
Well, on your last phone call, she stated where you ordered a product and it was only a 14-day trial period. And in your 14-day trial period, if you don't call and cancel, you will be billed full price for those products you only paid shipping and handling for,
yes,
as well as enrolled in auto bill and auto ship.
Yeah, I believe that today was 14 days.
I'm sorry?
I said, I believe today was 14 days.
You ordered that product November the 6th. 14 days from the 6th would have been November the 20th. So, and they gave you a two-day grace period and billed you on the 22nd. Your trial ended on the 20th and they billed you on the 22nd. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
I'm probably going to dispute this at the bank. Yesterday was a Sunday.
Yes, sir. And with the dispute process, they do have to call and verify with us. And I'm running that process. Once we state our terms and conditions, no customers win their dispute on their end because they just stated that they did not read the fine print. And with that being said, they cannot dispute charges for a customer's mistake. And on my end, the most I can do for you is offer you a 35% refund.
Yeah, you can, but I'm still going to dispute it with the
bank. Well, there is no way that I can issue a refund, sir. I do apologize.
Okay, all right.
And as I stated earlier with the dispute process, they do have to call us, and I was just trying to offer you a courtesy refund so that you will have some refund instead of no refund.
Yeah, so they include the day that you order, even if you order it like 11 o'clock at night.
I'm sorry, it shows that you purchased this product at 2:51 November the 6th.
Yeah, so they include the day that you order as one day.
Yes, sir. Most of our customers order their product and ask for next day shipping.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair that they include the day that you order as a day in the 14 days. So I'm going to dispute it, yeah.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you very much. I know it's not your fault.